Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Kufchav Dalid in Masechta Shabbos, the 186th daf in Shas. We pick up with one of the most important lines on the bottom of Kufchav Gimel Amebeis that pertains to all of Hilchos Mukta, and that is the teaching of Rabbi Chanina about the source of one of the most important rules that is mentioned in all of the Tannaitic teachings, which was quoted in yesterday daf. And in many ways, Rabbi Chanina's rule, seven lines from the bottom, gives us the fullest picture we will get from the Gemara of the Halachos of Muktzah. On yesterday's daf, 7 lines before the wine and Kuf Chav Gimel Mebeis, the Gemara quoted a Tosefta. The Tosefta said, Barishona Yom Shlosha Kelim Nitlin B'Shabbos. Originally, there were only 3 utensils that were permitted to be moved on Shabbos. And they were a knife to cut figs, a large spoon, and a small knife. Later on, the Gemara tells us that they began to permit other utensils to be moved. In yesterday's daf, then Abaye and Rava disagreed about some of the details about what they permitted, but the Gemara never explained what exactly was behind the fact that once upon a time there were only 3 utensils that one could carry to be metaltel, and later on, what exactly is behind this development? Says Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Bimei Nechemna ben Chakilya Nishnes Mishnah Zu. This teaching, now it's not a Mishnah, but it's a Tosefta that began as Tanur Rabbanan, 5 lines into the Gemara on the second Mishnah, goes all the way back to the days of Nehemiah. What happened from the days of Nehemiah? Dechsiv, the pasuk describes that Nehemiah found a disarray in the Jewish practice of the Jewish people of the time. Bayomim Ohema, says the pasuk Nehemiah Gimel, Ra'isi b'Yuda darchim gasos b'shabbosos u'mevim ha'irimos. People were doing Shabbos, and they were bringing in their sheaves. They were using their wine presses. Therefore, Nehemiah felt the need to prohibit the usage of many utensils for all purposes, lest people come to do malacha, and to remind them that Shabbos is entirely different. Bezras Hashem in the halacha from the daily daf, we will continue on to understand how Nehemiah's takanas fill in gaps in understanding the general system of Hilchos Muktzah, and we will give an overview to Hilchos Muktzah. The Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kanin u'makalos usra u'meducha. These are different utensils that we will explain as we go on. Kulan kodam hataras kelim nishnu. We learned that they were usur before Chazal began to relax the halachos. Kanin, when we refer to rods, disnat, we learned in a Mishnah in Menachos. There the Mishnah is describing the rods of the Shulchan. Lo sidur hakonin velo netilasan doche es haShabbos. The setting up of the rods was not doche the Shabbos. In other words, they were muktzah during the time of the Mishnah. Makolos, those are sticks that were used, as we're about to see, in the process of skinning the carbon Pesach. As well, the Mishnah seems to prohibit for muktzah. This not as we learned in the Mishnah. Makolos dakin, thin sticks, chalokin hayusham. They would place these thin sticks, u'menicha al-ksef al-kasev chaveru, that were slid across the shoulder of one person and someone else who was standing across from him, and the animal was hung over those sticks. Vitolo mashit, and then the animal was hung down and then skinned. Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Abbas, or Shechalios B'Shabbos, Meniach, you do not use those sticks. Rather, Meniach Yad al Kotzei Chavero, they use their arms instead of sticks. V'yad Chavero al Seifo, Vitolo mashit, and that's how they skinned. What was it they didn't use the sticks? Because the sticks were muktzah. So the Gemara says this was all before the Chachamim introduced leniencies when the Chumras of Nehemiah, were no longer necessary. That's actually a confusion in our sugya. We have the great Nehemiah, who we have one of the canonized Svarim of Tanakh, who brought us back to the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael, and he was the one who introduced the Chumras of Tiltul Kelim, Nehemiah during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. And then we have Rebbe Nehemiah, who's going to appear in our next Mishnah, of course, as a Tana. So now we're talking about Nehemiah and his Takanas. Glustera, what is Glustera? That is found in Kelim. This noun we learned in Kelim, Nagar. Nagar is a lock. There is a big discussion that goes to Yudim and Osev HaHadar whether there was the Girsa of Nagar from the Dutei Sofrim. But either way, Sheyesh Berosho Glistera. There was a lock that had a ball at its end, like a bolt. You're allowed to move it from one to the next. Rabbi Tarfon Amar Reb could call a Kelim, Umetaltele Bechatzer. Rabbi Tarfon says it's like all Kelim, and you're allowed to move it in the Chatzer. According to Rabbi Yoshua, Rashi explains, the only way that it could be moved is slid along the wall against the door. But it cannot be moved in any other way. Tiltul Gomur would not be acceptable. The Aruch Gemara says that that changed later on. Meducha, a grinder, Hada Morin. That has already been mentioned earlier in the Gemara on the top of Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Amar Rabba, Mimai, how do we know that you are correct? Mishnayos that prohibit, we're only talking before Chazal had introduced the leniencies. And now the halacha would change. Maybe all these halachas were taught even after Hatalas Kelim. Says the Gemara, Konam, when it came to the rods, the reason why they prohibited with these sticks by the Shulchan is for a simple reason. Bahai Purta lo miapish. If there's going to be a little bit of time that these staves aren't operative, and therefore, think about the sticks on the Shulchan, the loaves aren't separated from each other, and there isn't a lot of bread, that going to come in between the bread, by Purta, in this small amount of time, lo mi apish, and therefore, we won't allow for tiltul. And therefore, there's no reason to say that they were matirit, even later on. Makolos, the case of the carbon Pesach, Efshur Kerba Lazar, maybe we hold, like Rebbe Elazar, that at the end of the day, it's not too difficult to do this. So there's no reason to be matir the sticks if not necessary. Glustera, when it comes to the case of the bolt, Kidu Rebbe Yanai, that's following Rebbe Yanai, and we'll prohibit it even today. Dama Rebbe Yanai, Bechotzer Sheinu Moreves Askinon, that we're talking about there that does not have a Ruve Chatzeros, and you're not allowed to carry within the Chatzer. And the Machlokis is entirely a different issue. Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Yoshua holds Tocha Pesach Kalifnim Dami. That we look at the bolt that's sitting on the Pesach as considered inside. Now, if there's a Chatzer Sheinemu Reves, then you can't carry from the house into the Chatzer. Tocha Pesach Kilichutz. Excuse me. V'kometal Talmana Debatim B'Chatzer. And you're not allowed to carry from the Batim to the Chatzer. Rabbi Tarfon Savar Tocha Pesach Kilichutz Dami Uman DeChatzer B'Chatzer. And you're allowed to carry because we consider the area of the threshold and the bolt which is above it, as being in the Chatzer, and even though it's not Mu'reves, it's already in the Chatzer, and you're allowed to carry. Meducha, that was prohibited, that follows, that we saw in Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, that follows Rebbe Nehemiah. Rebbe Nehemiah, he. What is Rebbe Nehemiah? So that segues right into the next Mishnah. Our Mishnah will quote Rebbe Nehemiah. We saw in our Gemara that there were Gzeros that were made due to Malacha.
Beitzer Hashem Halacha from the Daily Daf, we will discuss the scope of those gzeros of muksa due to malacha, what malachos, how, and what are the practical implications that stem from this. Our Mishnah now says that there is a fundamental machlokas between Rabbi Nechemiah and the Tanna Kamma, how far the scope of it goes. Now, the scope we already discussed in terms of what objects. Now we're going to discuss how an object that is permissible to how far it could be moved. And in what way could it be moved? And what purpose can it be moved? Says the Mishnah, Kol HaKelim Nitalin Letzarach V'Shalal Letzarach. The Tanna Kamma is broad. He says, once there wasn't a prohibition, you could use permissible Kelim in any way. It's normal way, and it's abnormal way. However, Nechemiah Amar Ein Nitalin El Letzarach, and Nechemiah is of the opinion that you could only use it in its circumscribed way. Says the Gemara, my letzarach u'may shalol letzarach. What do you mean that you could use it in its normal way and its abnormal way? Amar Rabba letzarach davar shemalachta leheter. If Amar Rabba, Rabba explained, what does it mean letzarach? What's an example of something moving something letzarach? We're talking about davar shemalachta leheter, something that is normally used leheter. Let's take, for example, a spiffer for its normal purpose. Shalol letzarach. What is it moving something shalol letzarach? Dover shemalachta leheter letzarach mikomo. You're moving something that's permissible, a spoon, because you want that place. So that was what the Mishnah meant when it said letzarach and shalol letzarach. Shemalachta leiser letzarach gofo in letzarach mikomo lo. And something that its malacha is normally for, so like a hammer, then it can be moved for its goof, but it cannot be used for its place. This is Rabba's explanation. Va'asa Rabbi Nechemiah. Rabbi Nechemiah is coming along and disagreeing. Lemeimer to say, Va'filu davar shemalachto. Letzarach gofu in, letzarach mekomo lo. That even if someone's malachto leheter, cannot be moved for its place. So Rabba explains that the machlokis between Rabbi Nechemiah and the Tanna Kamma revolves around whether a kli shemalachto leheter could be moved limikomo. Rabbi Nechemiah says no, and the Tanna Kamma says yes. Even the Tanna Kamma, according to Rabba, claims that a kli shemalachto leheter cannot be moved letzarach mekomo. We will see that Rava will question this, Rava will disagree, and we will paskin like the opinion of Rava. Amalei Rava, letzarach mekomo, shalo letzarach karislei. According to your definition, when the Mishnah says shalo letzarach, it means letzarach. That's called shalo letzarach? Eloma Rava, Rava. Rather says Rava, what is the pshat letzarach? What does it mean letzarach? Dover shemalachto leheter. Bein letzarach ufoy, bein letzarach mekoymoi. That letzarach means a dover shemalachto leheter, that it could be used both legufo as well as for its place. Shalo letzarach, what is shalo letzarach? Vafilu mechama letzel. That means to move it simply from the sun to the shade. So, Rava says that the Tanna Kamma is allowing a dover shemalachto leheter, both letzarach ufoy, letzarach mekoymoi. He's only prohibiting mecham, and he's also saying shalot tzarach is mutter if it's mecham letzel. Shemalachto leiser letzarach mekomo, gufo letzarach mekomo in, and even Rabbi Nechemiah, even a davar shemalachto leiser, we'll get to Rabbi Nechemiah in a second. According to the Tanna Kamma, even a davar shemalachto leiser letzarach gufo letzarach mekomo would be acceptable. Mecham letzel lo, but mecham letzel acceptable. So let's crunch so far Rava's explanation of the Tanna Kamma. The Tanna Kamma says that letzorech is both for eklisha melachto leheter for all purposes, even mecham letzel, and for davar shemalachto leiser, both letzorech kufa letzorech mekomo. That's all letzorech. Mecham letzel is not going to be acceptable according to the Tanna Kamma. Va'asa Rabbi Nechemiah lemeimer va'afil davar shemalachto leheter letzarach gufo letzarach mekomo in mechama letzel lo. The Rabbi Nechemiah is going to say that according to him, even a kli shemalachto leheter cannot be used moved mechama letzel, in contrast to the opinion of the Tanna Kamma where it can be moved. Now analyzes different cases according to the opinions of Rabba and Rava within Rabbi Nechemya. Yatzu Rav Safa Rav Acha Bar Huna Rav Huna Bar Chinina. The Yatzu Kamri Le Rabba. They were talking to Rabba. Aliba de Rabbi Nechemya. According to your explanation of Rabbi Nechemya, that says that you're not allowed to move an object Letzorech Mikomo. Hani Ka'aros, these empty plates, Heichim Mital Tinlinan. How can you carry it? Because you're not allowed to take them off the table simply because you want the table, according to Rabbi Nechemya. Amalur Rav Safra, Rav Safra responded, that the dirty utensils are like a graf shorei that we've discussed in the past, is a utensil that was used like a bedpan that is disgusting, and muktzah doesn't apply to them. This is a very important mar makom, because from this gemara is mashma that a dirty table could be cleaned because it's a graf shorei. Amalei Abaye l'Rabba l'mar aliba de Rabbi Nechemya. According to Rabbi Nechemya, according to your explanation, Rabbi Nechemya didn't allow the tzarech makomo. How could you move them? The same question. They already answered our friend's answer. That's like the bedpan, which is mutter because of kavod abriya. So too here. Eisvei Abaye l'Rava. Abaye asked the following question of Rava. Meducha im yesh boshu metaltanos olave metaltanosa. You're not allowed to use the greater, move the greater by itself. Abaye asked Rava, according to you, that the halach is that you're allowed to move the object letzorech mekomo, who disagrees with Rava. Rava said that you're allowed to move the object letzorech mekomo. So then, in such a case, why is it that over here, the meducha, you're not allowed to move it? According to everybody, the fi Rava, the halacha should be allowed to move it. We're talking here not about moving the tzarech mekomo, but here you're moving it from the sun to the shade, not the tzarech gufo or the tzarech mekomo. We learn on kuf chav gimel amid aleph that the butcher's knife you're not allowed to move. So too, if it will be the tzarech gufo, the tzarech mekomo, you have to say that it's mutter, this mishnah in Beit, so that we found the kuf chav gimel amid aleph. For this not that we learned in a mishnah, in some kind of secondary bibika, that you're not allowed to rest a pot on a log, as well as a door can't be supported by a log. But wait a second, why is it prohibited? Why can't you use a log? It seems that davar shel achtel heter is going to be also letzarech gufo and letzarech mekomo, and that doesn't fit with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had said that it can be used nitl letzarech v'shelo letzarech. Answers the Gemara, Hasan, my time up. What's the reason that we said there it's aser? Aser kivin de b'shabes davar shel achtel isru. So gazer gzer yomtiv atu shabes. They made gzer of yomtiv, even though a log could be used for firewood on Yom Tov, nevertheless, since it can't be used on Shabbos, then they made a gzera of Yom Tov atu Shabbos. But maybe you'll say on Shabbos it should also be permissible. So at least vis-a-vis, it should be mutter as well on Yom Tov. It's not even also on Shabbos, if it's a klishim lachtum iser. Answers the Gemara, hani mili hechadika toris kliolav. That's only if it has the status of a utensil, then you're allowed to move it. Hatar Kliya Love Lo. We're being introduced to a new concept that there is Kli Shem Lachtel Yisr as well as a separate Yisr of Muktzah Machmas Gufo. If it doesn't have the status of a Kli, so then in such a case you can't move it at all. Umigaz Rinan, and really that's all. Vatnam, we learned the Mishnah in Beitz on Lamed Hem. In Beitz Mashilin Peres Derech Haruva B'Yomtiv, Avaloba Shabbos, you're allowed to lower down fruits through the skylight on Yom Tov and not on Shabbos. We see from this Mishnah in Beitza that when it came to Tircha, the reason why it will be prohibited to lower down these fruits through the skylight is because of Tircha, and we're more machmir on Shabbos than we are on Yom Tov. So therefore, we ask the following question. Why did they make a gzera of Yom Tov Atu Shabbos? Earlier on, where we had said that the law can't be used on Shabbos, therefore it can't be used by Yom Tov, yet, by Mashil and Peres, we don't make the gzera. Asks the Gemara, Umi lo gashmina? And do we not make the gzera in all cases? Vatnan, it seems that we always make the gzera. Ein ben Yom Tov l'Shabbos elocho l'efesh bilvad. The Mishnah Megillah tells us in the first parak, there's no difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos, except for Ochel Nefesh. All the gzeros are sheared, except the Torah tells us in Parshas Bo, Ach ha-she yo'achel Ochel Nefesh hu levado yo'asa lachem. There is a heter that you're allowed to cook for Yom Tov, but that's the only thing. All the others lie. Answers the Gemara, Rav Yosef loy kasha, ha Rabbi Elazar, ha Rabbi Yeshua. You're right. This Mishnah of Mashil and Peres that doesn't make gzera is versus the Mishnah Megillah is dependent on Machlokas Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua. Desanya, Ois ves benoi shenof lebor. If you have an animal and its child that fell into a pit, this was already quoted earlier by the Gemara on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, that if you have a parent and a child of that are animals that fall into a pit on Yom Tov, now you have the following issue. How could you be allowed to take both of them out? What would be the reason you would be allowed to go through the tircha and taking it out of the pit? It would be that you'd be able to eat it on Yom Tov, and you would have the heter of Ochel Nefesh. However, you can't eat both of them. So we have a quandary. How could you take both out? So there's a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Elazar, I'm in Malas HaRishonim, not so shelter. You could take the first one out with the intention to slaughter it. The only thing you could do with the second one is bring food down to it in order that it shouldn't die if it fallen into a pit. Rabbi Shua has a loophole. You could take out the first with the intention to slaughter it. That's permissible. And not to slaughter it. Umarim, and then do a trick. And you could shecht either one. So what do we see in the Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua? The Gemara is suggesting the following, that what we do see is that we have the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua that is being matir tircha on Yom Tov, and he's allowing you to take both out in order to save from a hefsan mamon, while Rabbi Eliezer not allowing for that. So Rabbi Yoshua, who's matir the tircha on Yom Tov, he holds that on Yom Tov we have larger dispensations, as we see in the case of the two animals that fell into the pit. While according to Rabbi Eliezer, we don't see any particular dispensation for Yom Tov. If that's so, Rabbi Eliezer is consistent with the Mishnah Megillah that says, Ein ben Yom Tov l'Shabbos ochel nefesh bilvad, while Rabbi Yoshua is going to be consistent with the Mishnah in Beitzah that says, Mashil in Peres Terech Aruv Yom Tov, Avoloi b'Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Mimai. Dilma ad kan lo kamer Rabbi Lazar Hasam. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer said his chumra over there that he doesn't allow you to do the tircha of the two animals. El de'ev shernos. The animal's not going to die. It's not a full hefsid. You could have the animal live on life support by lowering down food to it. Avol heicha de lo evshe l'parnos aloi. But maybe he'd be matir extra tircha on Yom Tov, even if he wouldn't be matir on Shabbos, where there's no parnasa. Inam yad kan lo kam Rabbi Yoshua. Awesome. Maybe Rabbi Yoshua is makel over there in Yom Tov, not because Yom Tov is different than Shabbos. Awesome. The evsher by Rama, you could do a Rama. Avol heicha the evsher the lo evsher by Rama loy. But where you can't do a Rama, then maybe the halach would be different. El Amar of Papa. Therefore, we have to come and suggest that the issue of whether we're going to be equally machmer on Yom Tov and Shabbos, the bakas, the log, and the case of Mashil and Peres derech aruva b'Yom Tov, which seems to be the opposite, that seems to say that you're only going to be machmer on Shabbos and not in Yom Tov, can be reconciled through Rav Papa's solution. Elamer Rav Papa lekasha habei shamei habei sils. Depend on machlokas be shamei sils. This non. As we learn in the Mishnah Beishila, Beis Shammai Omrim, Ein Motzi, and Hesakot Vesluva, Sefer Tov Rishu Sarabim, you can't take out on Yom Tov a child or a lulav and a sefer Torah into a rishus harabim, because that's considered osah shelo litzarech. You could have taken those things out on erev yom tiv. Ubeisil matir beisil allows you, even if it's shelo litzarech. So what do we see? That Beis Hillel allowed for certain leniencies in Yom Tov. If that's so, then Beis Hillel would be the one who would say, Mashilin Peres Derech Aruva be Yom Tov. Asks the Gemara, is that a good parallel? Eimar de Shamas Luhu Beis Shamay Otsah. Maybe Beis Shamay only said this in regards to Otsah, that he was Machmar and Shiloh Vadaraisa. Tiltul Mil Shamas Luhu, but did he say in regards to Yisra of Tiltul? Answers the Gemara, V'tiltol gufei lav mishum hotzai. This is an important reference, and that is that the Gemara says, but tiltol itself is directly a result of the iser of hotzai. The reason at this juncture, the Gemara is suggesting, the reason why tiltol is aser is because you might come to carry out. So if we're not worried about carrying out, so we won't be worried about tiltol. And if we are worried about hotzai, we would be worried about Tiltal as well, and that would fit in beautifully with Beis Shammai, period. Says the Gemara, V'af Rav Savar Laha de Rava. Rav will also agree with Rava. Let's take a look and remind ourselves on Amud Aleph what Rava held. In the Machlokis between the Tanakhama who holds that clean Nittel could be moved, Litzarech Tavar Nittel, Ein Litzarech and Tavar Nittel, Rava had suggested that Litzarech meant that Adavar Shalach to Leheter could be used both Litzarech Guf, Litzarech Mekomo, as well as Mecham Litzal. But Dover Shemlach to Le'isr could only move Litzarech Gufo and not Litzarech Mekomo. Da Omer Rav, we're going to say that Rav is like Rava. Da Omer Rav, Mar Shalo Yiganev Zehu Tiltul Shalo Litzarech. If you are moving a Mar is a hole, in order that it shouldn't be stolen, which is the halacha of Mecham Litzal, Zehu tiltul shelo litzarech, that's considered tiltul shelo litzarech, v'aser, and then it's going to be aser. That was the statement that Rav had made. Now we're about to deduce how Rav is consistent with Rav's explanation on Amud Aleph. Taima shelo yiganev is mashma that the only reason it's aser is because it's like mechama litzel shelo yiganev, al litzarech gufo litzarech mekomo mutter. But if he's moving it to protect it, to use it, excuse me, or to take its place, would be permissible. This would not be consistent with Rabba and would be consistent with Rava. Rava allowed a davar shemalachto le'iser le'tzarech gufo le'tzarech minkomo. In contrast, the Rabba who did not allow it le'tzarech minkomo. Asks the Gemara, Eini, is that true? Va'rav Kana ikla ve'rav. Rav Kana came to the yeshiva of Rav. Va'amer aisle shusa le'kana le'isav Allah. When Rav Kahana came, Rav said, bring a net, which was also used for sitting, to Rav Kahana to sit on it. The Gedus is the Gemara. Why did he say Dafka to sit on it? Lav lememra, it must have been to say, the Davar Shemlach L'Isser, that we were able to bring it only because it was a Tzarech Gufo. Tzarech Gufo in the Tzarech Mekomo, lo. That if it would be the Tzarech Mekomo, it would be Osir against what we had said, that Rav was the opinion of Rava that says that you're able to move a kli shemalach to isla tzarech mekoma. Says the Gemara, no, that wasn't the story. Hachi amalu, this is what he said. Shkula shusa mikmei kahana. Remove the net from in front of kahana. In other words, so he'll have room. And that's litzarech mekoma. V'bay same hasa mecham litzel hava. Or else you could say that they were only trying to protect it from the elements. That's called Mecham Litzel, and that is going to be Aser. Rav Mari Bar Rochel Havila Ahi Bar Sidusa Shimsha. Rav Mari had sheets in the sun, sheets and pillows. Asla Kamei de Rava, he came in front of Rava. Amalei Malut Itzulino, am I allowed to bring them inside the sun and getting ruined? Amalei, Rava said to him, Shari, it's permissible. The Rava holds, Lishitaso, that a kli shemalach to leheter, you're allowed to move even mechama litzel. Islay Achrini, he said, I have others. In other words, I don't need these pillows. Chazal Arachin, he said, you could use it if guests come. Isli Nam Arachin, he says, I even have enough for guests. I'm like, Golas Daitach, the Karabas Svirullah. He says, you're revealing that you all like Rabbah, that you need it. Lekule Alma Shari, Ludidach Asur. So for everybody, the Allah and Rava says, is I believe it's mutter. However, if you feel like Rabbah, that the only way you're allowed to move it is if it's Lassar Kufamo, but a Klisham Lachto Laheter is going to be Asur, Mechama Litzel, then you're going to be stuck. Because this qualifies as Mechama Litzel. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Chia Barashi, Amar Rav, Machbedos. Machbedos are brooms. Shemalesa, that was made out of garments. You're allowed to move them on Shabbos tomorrow if they come from a day tree low. Then in such a case, they're going to be usur. The reason they're usur, says Rashi, is because you're going to end up making holes in the ground. Rebbe Lazar Mashal tomorrow. Rebbe Lazar says that you're even allowed to move the one of the tomorrow. Ask the Gemara Mayaskin. Ilem Matoku Vasarach Mekoma Baholei Merav Shal tomorrow low. Are you going to say that is not going to be acceptable? That can't be the halacha, because Rav Gatz was saying that we follow the opinion of Rava. Learn that Rav had said that the halacha is like Rava, and then even Litzarech Mikoma would also be acceptable. But rather, the issue must be taking it from the sun to the shade. But in that case, then Rebbe Lazar should say, Afshel Tamara. That's certainly of Tamara, because everybody agrees if it was a Klishim Lachla Yisra, it would be also Mecham Letzel. Answers the Gemara, La Olam, really? Mecham Letzel. Really, we're talking from the sun to the shade. Ema v'chein amar Rebbe Lazar. And Rebbe Lazar says that that is also going to be awesome. So when we're talking about tamara, where you use it to broom, it's going to have a malacha done. Mechama l'tzel is going to be prohibited. But l'tzarech gufo, l'tzarech mekomo is going to be acceptable. We are going to conclude today's daf early, since we started early on in Kuf Chaf Gimel as well, and Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow we'll have our work cut out for us, and we conclude over here by the Mishnah on Kuf Chaf Dalid on the base.